Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Mercado Libre, ticker symbol MELI, often dubbed the Amazon of Latin America. If you're curious about whether this e-commerce and fintech giant is a solid investment for your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to recent performance and long-term potential. Let's get started. So, if you're not already familiar, Mercado Libre is a powerhouse in Latin America's online commerce and digital payment space. They've built a massive ecosystem that's not just about buying and selling goods, but also includes financial services, logistics, and more. With a market cap hovering around $90 billion and a stock price near $1,177 as of the latest data, this is a company that's caught the eye of growth investors worldwide. I'm excited to unpack what's driving their story and whether the numbers back up the hype. Let's start with a quick look at who Mercado Libre is. Founded in 1999 and headquartered in Montevideo, Uruguay, Mercado Libre operates in 18 countries across Latin America. Their core platform, Mercado Libre Marketplace, is the go-to online commerce site in the region, connecting millions of buyers and sellers. Beyond that, they've got Mercado Pago, a rapidly growing fintech arm offering digital payments and financial services. They also run Mercado Envios for logistics and Mercado Shops for small businesses to set up digital storefronts. With over 84,000 employees and a dominant position in a high-growth region, they're a key player in the consumer cyclical sector, specifically specialty retail. Their mission? To democratize commerce and money in Latin America. A mission they're executing with serious scale. Now, let's talk revenue, where the rubber meets the road. Mercado Libre has been posting some jaw-dropping growth numbers. For 2024, they reported total revenue of $20.8 billion, a massive jump from $15.1 billion in 2023. Breaking it down by segment for 2024, services revenue, which includes their fintech and marketplace fees, accounted for a whopping $18.6 billion, while product sales contributed $2.1 billion. Geographically, Brazil is their biggest market, bringing in $11.4 billion, followed by Mexico at $4.7 billion, and Argentina at $3.8 billion. Other countries chipped in about $889 million. This shows how diversified their revenue streams are across regions and business lines, with a clear tilt toward high-margin services. That kind of growth, 39% year-over-year for 2024, is hard to ignore, especially in emerging markets where e-commerce penetration is still ramping up. Moving on to earnings, Mercado Libre's recent performance has been a mixed bag, but there's a lot to like. In Q4 2024, they delivered strong revenue growth of 45% year-over-year, capping a stellar year. For the full year, net income hit $1.91 billion, up from $987 million in 2023, translating to an EPS of $37.69. That's a significant improvement, showing they're not just growing top line, but also improving profitability over time. However, their latest earnings did miss some analyst expectations on the bottom line, and concerns about margin compression from heavy investments have weighed on the stock. Still, operating income for 2024 was $2.63 billion, up from $2.21 billion the prior year. So the business fundamentals remain robust. The takeaway? They're prioritizing growth over short-term profits, which could pay off big if they keep capturing market share. Let's dig a bit deeper into what management had to say during their Q4 2024 earnings call. They highlighted that 2024 revenue reached $21 billion, with over 40% year-over-year growth, driven by strong performance in both e-commerce and fintech. They emphasized record user additions and transaction volumes, especially in Mercado Pago, which is becoming a major growth engine. Management also noted their strategic investments in logistics and technology are widening their competitive moat, even if it means some near-term margin pressure. Looking ahead to 2026, they're optimistic about sustaining high growth rates, projecting forward EPS growth above 50%. Their focus remains on long-term value creation, and they're confident in their ability to deepen penetration in Latin America, where they've only scratched the surface of the market potential. All right, let's pop the hood on their financial statements for a closer look at the numbers. On the income statement side, revenue for 2025 is projected at $28.9 billion, up from $20.8 billion in 2024, with net income climbing to $1.997 billion. That's a net profit margin of about 6.9%, which isn't sky high, but reflects their reinvestment strategy. Gross profit margin, though, sits at a healthy 44.5%, showing they've got strong pricing power. Switching to the balance sheet, as of 2025, total assets are at $42.7 billion, with cash and equivalents at $3.67 billion. Total liabilities are hefty at $35.9 billion, giving a debt-to-equity ratio of 1.69, which is something to watch. Still, their current ratio of 1.17 suggests they can cover short-term obligations. Equity stands at $6.75 billion, up significantly over the years, reflecting retained earnings growth. Finally, cash flow is a bright spot. Free cash flow for 2025 was a massive $10.777 billion, up from $7.6 billion in 2024. That's a free cash flow yield of 11.3%, which is fantastic for a growth company. They're generating serious cash from operations, $12.1 billion in 2025, despite heavy capex of $1.34 billion. This liquidity gives them flexibility to keep investing aggressively. Overall, the financial health looks solid, though the debt levels warrant monitoring. Now let's talk valuation. At a current price of around $777, Mercado Libre's trailing PE ratio is a lofty 44.6, and their price-to-sales ratio is 3.08. That's not cheap by any stretch. However, looking at forward PE ratios, the picture gets more interesting. For 2026, the average forward PE is estimated at 35.2, dropping to 25.1 by 2027, and even lower to 16.8 by 2028. This suggests the market expects earnings to grow significantly, potentially justifying the high multiple today. Their PEG ratio, factoring in growth, also points to undervaluation relative to peers, with some analysts pegging forward EPS growth over 50% for the next couple of years. Compared to the specialty retail industry average PE of 41.4, Meli isn't wildly overvalued, especially given their superior growth. Still, at these levels, you're paying a premium for future potential, something to weigh against execution risks. Let's break down Mercado Libre through a SWOT analysis to get a holistic view of their position. Starting with strengths, their revenue growth is phenomenal, 45% year-over-year in Q4 2024. And they've got a dominant market position in Latin America's e-commerce and fintech spaces. Their ecosystem, from marketplace to payments with Mercado Pago, creates a sticky user base and multiple revenue streams. Plus, record user growth and transaction volumes show they're still early in penetrating their markets. On the weaknesses side, margin compression from heavy investments in logistics and tech is a concern. Their debt-to-equity ratio of 1.69 is higher than ideal, and profitability, while improving, isn't as strong as some global peers. Recent earnings misses also highlight that execution isn't always flawless. For opportunities, Latin America's low e-commerce penetration, estimated at under 50% of potential, offers massive runway for growth. Fintech adoption is accelerating, and Mercado Pago could become a regional leader in digital payments. Plus, their logistics investments could further solidify their moat against competitors. Lastly, threats. Regulatory risks in Latin America, especially around fintech and data privacy, could raise costs or limit operations. Currency volatility in key markets like Argentina is a persistent headwind. And let's not forget competition. Global giants like Amazon and local players are always looking to chip away at their dominance. Overall, the strengths and opportunities outweigh the risks, but investors need to keep an eye on debt and regulatory developments. Let's take a look at recent stock performance. Over the past week, Meli is up a modest 0.33%, but it's down 1.87% over the last month, and a steeper 14.52% over 6 months. Year over year, it's down 5.38%, though over 5 years, it's gained a solid 11.63%. Compared to the broader consumer cyclical sector, which is up 2.83% over the past year, Meli has underperformed recently. The stock took a 10% hit post-earnings despite strong growth, reflecting investor concerns over profitability. From a technical standpoint, it's trading 33% below its 52-week high, which could signal a potential buy-the-dip setup if fundamentals hold. Short-term, there's volatility, but the long-term trend still looks promising for patient investors. So what's the verdict on Mercado Libre? Look, this is a company with incredible growth potential in a massively underserved market. Their revenue trajectory, fintech expansion, and cash flow generation are all big green flags. Yes, the valuation is high, and there are risks around debt and margins, but for long-term investors, Meli could be a core holding if you believe in Latin America's digital transformation story. I'd say it's worth considering, especially on dips, but keep position sizing in check given the volatility. What do you think? Are you bullish on Meli, or do the risks give you pause? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, keep investing smart.